According to the Commonwealth Institute for Fiscal Analysis, 195,000 people lost their health insurance yesterday because the General Assembly refused to expand Medicaid to include them.
A family of four making over $90,000 a year can get tax credits in the new marketplace, but a family of four making between $8,500 and $23,500 a year can't.
Michael Cassidy is president of the Nonprofit Institute.
The other thing that is stressing about this coverage gap that is opening up here in the new year in Virginia is that working families are going to be hit the hardest. 70% of the Virginians who will fall into the coverage gap are in working families. So they're working mostly in the most important parts of our state's economy, like tourism and the retail sector and construction. But they struggle to get coverage because either their employers don't offer it or the plans that are offered are unaffordable to them.
And Cassidy added, by not expanding Medicaid, Virginia is also missing out on federal money.
Each day, the state loses out on about $5 million in federal funds set aside for Medicaid expansion. Using those federal funds, the state would also save $370,000 a day in state general funds. In addition, Medicaid expansion could support an average of 20,000 jobs in the early years of expansion and nearly 30,000 jobs in the later years, mostly in the healthcare sector.
Cassidy said the legislature needs to fix the situation. He noted that the new governor shares that view.
Governor McAuliffe has indicated that he is strongly in support of going forward with Medicaid expansion. We have the need to adopt a new state budget in this session, and this issue is closely related to that budget. So it's going to be a hotly debated issue in the coming session.
John Ogle, WCVE News.